This recording is not a live assessment and should be used as a sample or practice only.
Read questions 1 to 7. You have booked on a weekend break organised by your local community centre. Listen to the voicemail message left on your phone from the trip organiser.
This is Moira, the organiser of the trip to Burton-on-Sea. I wanted to give you some information. This trip's always oversubscribed because it's good value for money. The hotel has excellent food and the coach drivers are always friendly. The coach will leave the community centre at 10 a.m. on Friday. You'll need your ticket and payment balance. The coach will also stop outside Tesco's, the Rugby Ground, Penn Mill and Carr Street. Please have the rest of the cost, £78.50, to pay on the coach. Remember, we'll be going to the theatre on the first evening and Sunday lunch is also included in the price. We'll be back in Sudley by 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. Ring 07700 900 727 if you need to check anything. This is Moira, the organiser of the trip to Burton-on-Sea. I wanted to give you some information. This trip's always oversubscribed because it's good value for money. The hotel has excellent food and the coach drivers are always friendly. The coach will leave the community centre at 10 a.m. on Friday. You'll need your ticket and payment balance. The coach will also stop outside Tesco's, the Rugby Ground, Penn Mill and Carr Street. Please have the rest of the cost, £78.50, to pay on the coach. Remember, we'll be going to the theatre on the first evening and Sunday lunch is also included in the price. We'll be back in Sudley by 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. Ring 07700 900 727 if you need to check anything. This is Moira, the organiser of the trip to Burton-on-Sea. I wanted to give you some information. This trip's always oversubscribed because it's good value for money. The hotel has excellent food and the coach drivers are always friendly. The coach will leave the community centre at 10 a.m. on Friday. You'll need your ticket and payment balance. The coach will also stop outside Tesco's, the Rugby Ground, Penn Mill and Carr Street. Please have the rest of the cost, £78.50, to pay on the coach. Remember, we'll be going to the theatre on the first evening and Sunday lunch is also included in the price. We'll be back in Sudley by 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. Ring 07700 900 727 if you need to check anything.
Now answer the questions. You do not need to write in full sentences. Read questions 8 to 13. You are listening to a local radio phone-in discussion about rented property for young people.
I know young people have difficulties finding somewhere to live as the rents in Waterby are so expensive, but they often don't plan their spending. Not many can actually keep track of how much they earn and what they need to pay. They are happy to spend lots of money on going out, but then complain when the rent is due.
That's a little unfair. Almost 60% of these young adults are renting, but there aren't enough places for them to rent. That's why two-bedroom properties are going for almost £600 a month, and even rent for one-bedroom flats is now £450 a month. The majority of landlords are making huge amounts of money. However, I've found that landlords who live locally are much more considerate. We need more of them.
Don't you think young people's expectations are somewhat unrealistic? My first flat was pretty awful, but I saved money and then moved to a nicer place. Some young people think they can just walk straight into their ideal property and pay very little rent.
Yes, but nowadays rents are often increased every year. If we want to have affordable rented properties for young people, we need to stop this. Only then will young people get a fair deal in Waterby.
I know young people have difficulties finding somewhere to live as the rents and water bill are so expensive, but they often don't plan their spending. Not many can actually keep track of how much they earn and what they need to pay. They are happy to spend lots of money on going out, but then complain when the rent is due.
That's a little unfair. Almost 60% of these young adults are renting, but there aren't enough places for them to rent. That's why two-bedroom properties are going for almost £600 a month, and even rent for one-bedroom flats is now £450 a month. The majority of landlords are making huge amounts of money. However, I've found that landlords who live locally are much more considerate. We need more of them.
Don't you think young people's expectations are somewhat unrealistic? My first flat was pretty awful, but I saved money and then moved to a nicer place. Some young people think they can just walk straight into their ideal property and pay very little rent.
Yes, but nowadays rents are often increased every year. If we want to have affordable rented properties for young people, we need to stop this. Only then will young people get a fair deal in Waterby.
I know young people have difficulties finding somewhere to live as the rents in Waterby are so expensive, but they often don't plan their spending. Not many can actually keep track of how much they earn and what they need to pay. They are happy to spend lots of money on going out, but then complain when the rent is due.
That's a little unfair. Almost 60% of these young adults are renting, but there aren't enough places for them to rent. That's why two-bedroom properties are going for almost £600 a month, and even rent for one-bedroom flats is now £450 a month. The majority of landlords are making huge amounts of money. However, I've found that landlords who live locally are much more considerate. We need more of them.
Don't you think young people's expectations are somewhat unrealistic? My first flat was pretty awful, but I saved money and then moved to a nicer place. Some young people think they can just walk straight into their ideal property and pay very little rent.
Yes, but nowadays rents are often increased every year. If we want to have affordable rented properties for young people, we need to stop this. Only then will young people get a fair deal in Waterby.
Now answer the questions. You do not need to write in full sentences.